in the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. The Defense Secretary of the Republic of India, Giridhar Aramain, within these last days. India is giving a face-off to our neighbor in almost all the fronts we have with them. Wherever there is a mountain pass, we are stationed there to face the eventuality. Wherever there is a road, we have to be ready there. So that way we are there. We are standing against a bully in a very determined fashion. And we expect that our friend, the U.S., will be there with us in case we need their support. That's the Indian Defense Secretary speaking of the People's Republic of China. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, and we're very pleased to be joined by our colleague, Kamran Bukhari, Senior Director, Eurasian Security and Prosperity Portfolio, New Lines Institute for Strategy and Policy. A very good evening to you, Kamran. India is prepared for all eventualities. This standoff in the high Himalayas is going on for years now. Has something changed? Is there something new here? Good evening to you.
Yes, good evening, John. So I think that what happens is that when we don't see, by we I mean the world, does not see clashes for a long time, in other words, sort of absence of hostilities, then we tend to think that things between India and China are limping back to some semblance of normalcy. The reality is that they don't have to clash every day or every month or every quarter for the reality to continue to exist, which is one of hostility. There is a long border that is very disputed, running from Kashmir in the northwest of India to Arunachal Pradesh, which is the northeast of India. That's something like close to 2,100 kilometers or perhaps more. So I'm not surprised by these comments. They are emblematic of that sort of underlying reality that China and India, the world's most populous nations that border with each other and are competing with each other and are on the other side of each other when it comes to the United States, remain hostile to one another. So there is no surprise here. And the remarks from the Indian Defense Secretary actually underscore the reality on the ground more so than the absence of any conflict.
Gordon, you have a question for Kamran.
Kamran, are there actually skirmishes and fighting that India doesn't report? Are there things occurring there that we just don't know about because New Delhi doesn't want us to know about?
So in the realm of possibility, yes, it is possible that that is the case. But if we drop down to the realm of probability, I would say it's pretty hard to hide things like that, especially in the social media age. And so I think that there is tension. And then we have to sort of qualify and quantify what does it mean by hostilities or fighting or skirmishes. What we do know is that they don't use firearms, according to an understanding that goes back decades. But there are standoffs, there are face-offs, there's hand-to-hand combat, as was the case in the Galwan Valley of Kashmir in June of 2020, in which some 30 Indian soldiers and perhaps as many as a half a dozen Chinese troops lost their lives. But yes, I mean, it is a state of hostility. And it is kind of remarkable that, they have refrained from using firearms.
The statement includes the assumption that the U.S. will stand with India in the event of crisis. Is that accurate or is that aspirational in your measure, Kamran?
By all accounts, it does seem that the United States is standing very closely with India when it comes to China. But the Chinese have not attacked India just yet. And therefore, we don't have the reality in front of us to sort of say, okay, when things get real, will Washington still be supporting us? Where will Washington be? With incidents like this reluctance on the part of the U.S. Congress to support Ukraine. Those kind of developments do not sort of repose confidence in the Indians that when, you know, things will go south, that the Americans will still be standing shoulder to shoulder. But by and large, I think that the Indians are confident that the Americans will not allow the Chinese to have their way, even though there's not much talk about it as it is with regards to Taiwan.
Gordon, you have a question.
So, Cameron, if the New Delhi is trying to think about whether Washington will support it in a clash, Ukraine is one place to look. The other place to look, I guess, would be the Philippines, where the United States and the Philippines have a mutual defense treaty. And there have been these clashes, if for want of a better word, at Scarborough Shoal, Second Thomas Shoal, Whitsun Reef. You know, India is sort of a very different type of position because we don't have a mutual defense treaty, but we have the Quad relationship. So wouldn't that suggest that we really probably would be more inclined to help than we would be inclined to help Ukraine? Or how do you view it?
I'm with you, Gordon. I think we will be inclined to help because this, if not helping, would only embolden China. And I, for one, think that the Chinese are more likely to deploy forces on land. And where would they deploy forces on land? Well, you know, they have experience with India, as opposed to deploying forces against Taiwan or the Philippines, where we see a robust sort of pushback from the United States. There's something else to be kept in mind is what is the strategic intent of the Chinese behind these, you know, what I call strategically poking India along their shared Himalayan frontier? Well, it's partly is to continue to show to the United States that the Chinese have options. So there is extracting concessions and shaping American perceptions. That's one imperative. The other is that the United States wants India to play a bigger role in the Indian Ocean Basin. And, you know, in the wake of the Houthi attacks in the Red Sea and the Sea of Aden and the broader Arabian Sea space, that maritime space, you see the Indians now coming together. In fact, in a few days' time, we're going to see a massive exercise called Milan. And for the first time, India will be deploying both its carrier strike battle groups. So the Chinese don't want the Indians to be able to project naval power in the Indian Ocean at a time when China's plans for the Indian Ocean haven't panned out. So by continuing to poke at India, it forces New Delhi to redirect resources, limited resources, to the northern frontier and you know, limit the amount of power projection capability that New Delhi can develop in the maritime space.
Kamran Bokhari is Senior Director, Eurasian Security and Prosperity Portfolio at the New Lines Institute for Strategy and Policy. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, writing at Gatestone Newsweek in The Hill. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,